Researchers immediately began combing through Michelle Obama's 1985 thesis at Princeton University, which she wrote to fulfill her requirements for a bachelor's degree in sociology. In the thesis titled Princeton Educated Blacks and the Black Community, Michelle tells us that her experiences at Princeton made her far more aware of her blackness than ever before. She went on to write, "Regardless of the circumstances under which I interact with whites at Princeton, it often seems as if, to them, I will always be black first and a student second." Christopher Hitchens noted on Salon.com that Michelle announces in her Princeton thesis that she has been influenced by the definition of black separatism given by Stokely Carmichael and Charles Hamilton in their 1967 book, Black Power: The Politics of Liberation in America. This prompted Hitchens to comment, "I remember poor Stokely Carmichael quite well." Hitchens saw Stokely Carmichael last as the warm-up speaker for Louis Farrakhan in Madison Square Garden in 1985, on the evening when Farrakhan made himself famous by warning Jews, "You can't say never again to God, because when he puts you in the ovens, you're there forever." Forget about transcending race. From the heart of the left, Michelle's finally proud of America speeches and her college thesis at Princeton had allowed a notable critic to link her with black radical extremists such as Stokely Carmichael and Louis Farrakhan. This was the last thing Axelrod and Barack Obama needed, a wife of the presidential candidate who made herself look like a black racist. The American people know almost nothing about Michelle, but the first time she came to attention, she appeared as an angry black woman who was not proud of America. The tag stuck, just as Reverend Jeremiah Wright's statement, "Goddamn America," stuck. Now Barack Obama was surrounded by two people close to him, his pastor and his wife, who came off as bitter people, filled with black rage against white people and hatred for the United States. Both had ties that went back to Stokely Carmichael, right through black liberation theology and its roots in black power thinking, Michelle through her Princeton thesis. Moreover, when Michelle's thesis came to light and the public realized she had been educated at Princeton, she began to look as elitist as Obama. Michelle might have been raised by a middle-class black working family on Chicago's South Side, but while being educated at an Ivy League school, she indulged in the luxury of experiencing alienation instead of being grateful for the opportunity. Nor was the impression diminished when the public learned that Michelle, like Barack, also got her law degree at Harvard in 1988. The impression that Michelle Obama is a loose cannon filled with rage was reinforced by a profile printed in the London paper, The Observer. Reporter Lauren Collins asked Michelle if she was offended by Bill Clinton's use of the phrase fairy tale to describe her husband's argument we should pull out of Iraq. Michelle responded immediately with no, but then added in what Collins described as an affected, funny voice, "I want to rip his eyes out." As she said this, Collins reported, Michelle clawed at the air for effect. Then one of her advisors gave Michelle a nervous look, so she covered herself, adding quickly, "Kidding. See, this is what gets me into trouble."